through that. I don't want to have to experience that. I don't want to do that shit. Good day to you. This is Moni. This is Moni Uncut. These are some things that go through my head sometimes as I move forward. Does it go through your head? Are these some of the things that you think sometimes? I don't want to experience that shit. I don't want to go through that. No, I don't want to do that. Well, sometimes we have to learn that if we want what we want and we headed where we headed, there's just some things that we got to be able to do. And we got to be open and willing to experience these things. Let me not say that we have to be open and willing, because maybe that's not a great word for it, because we don't have to be. I put my phone down,
walked away. I guess I shouldn't do that while I'm doing the podcast. But we need to understand that we're gonna have to experience things in a different way. Excuse me, I'm opening my blinds. I'm just now getting my coffee. I'm going to take myself up to my studio room. Or my room. I don't know, one or the other. Right now. But I just watched this girl. I've never seen her before. I didn't know who she was. Like, she just passed through my feed. And I was looking at her and I was like, huh. Just some of the things that she posted, and then like a process and being grateful, and I'm sure there are certain things that she's experienced, because that's with most successful people. They've experienced that, and these experiences in their journey makes them a stronger person. It doesn't mean you have to put it on yourself. Sometimes life just happens and you're pushed through. How you get through it is what helps you to just be a stronger person, to be able to endure some things that you need to endure to become who you're trying to become. So I'm trying to figure out whether I need to do this part one of my book. I wonder if y'all hear my stomach growling. Please don't. But if you do, I mean, make it a sound effect. But I just have some, like, the book that I really want to put out, people would probably think, oh, she's doing a tell-all or whatever. I mean, it was my first way of getting everything out, but, and I struggle with just putting out the blog version. I was doing a blog version where I would put like 3 to 4 stories out a day on my blog. I had many people following me and many people reading it. People would do it anonymously because they would even tell me, I remember this story is amazing, blah blah blah. They would tell me certain things. So that was putting out that part of my life was not only freeing for me, but it was freeing for some of the people around me. Some of the people close to me didn't particularly care that I was putting stuff out. But it is what it is. So that was one of the hard things that I did, was putting that out. But it was mainly to free myself. And I put it out anonymously, but I didn't put anybody's name on it. I didn't even put my name. I don't use my name in anything. But I still, like, people still knew it was my story. Because, I mean, you know, three siblings, there's four of us, four kids, preacher's house, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's something I'm thinking about because it's already halfway done. I just need to complete the rest of it. And there's going to be, I think it's going to be really good for people to learn from, especially myself. So, yeah. But that was not what the podcast was about. I kind of got sidetracked when I was coming downstairs because I think, I got sidetracked. And I'm drinking my coffee now, and the coffee needs a little bit more sugar. I don't put sugar, it needs a little bit more cream. And because it's really strong. And I'm like, So I'm trying hard to drink it. And I'm struggling. But the whole point of this podcast is sometimes these struggles are just challenges to move us up. Trying to see, make sure that you can handle where you are so you can be able to move to the next level. That's how when you're playing games, they don't put you at expert from the jump. They put you at beginner. You learn how to do the basics. You learn how to navigate that. Then they put you in intermediate. And you learn how to navigate that, and then you go to expert. So you can't just jump from 0 to 100. Like, it just, I mean, well, you can. But it doesn't mean that sometimes it makes it harder. Because then everything comes at you all at one time, and it can be overwhelming. But the process being a little bit slower, and you taking in everything that comes along the way, and learning from situations and mistakes, and being able to have time to grasp things and to analyze things as they come, and also be able to analyze yourself and to know who you are. That's important to me when it comes to elevation, when it comes to going to the next level. There's certain things that you got to have. You got to know who you are. You can't be going around out here being somebody completely not you, because you're gonna get called out eventually, because you can only be someone else for, you know, a certain amount of time. You gotta be you, but gotta be authentic. But anyway, I was just thinking of that because, like I said, that girl I saw, I was like, wow. I'm like, girl, you're doing it. Miss Comedian. Even the lady, I don't remember her name, but she's all over Instagram now, and her husband is a basketball coach, I think, and she only eats plant-based, and she's real Southern. She's the Southern charm lady with her little afro. She's so cute. People don't know what she had gone to or what she encountered to get where she is, even though it seemed like it was overnight. She'd been married for a long time. She got kids. People still don't know what she goes through on a daily basis, but some of the things that she experienced when she was coming up, before she's where she is, she made her be able to handle the things that she's experiencing now. Now she has a book that's out. Oh man, I need that copy. I'm like, Lord Jesus. Oh, I just spilled coffee. So yeah. Thing I have wipes. and stuff. But anyways, this was just an encouraging moment. I probably do another podcast. My focus was on like getting what I needed to get out at the moment. But I really hope you have a great day. I hope you look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, amazing, sexy, and you're going somewhere, and you move, and you move with purpose, one day at a time. Like, everything is not going to come. Don't get discouraged. Well, when discouragement comes, because I can't say don't get discouraged, because goddamn it, you will. You will. You'll be sad. You'll feel lonely. You'll feel all those emotions. But learn how to deal with it. Let it come, and then let it go away. Because this stuff don't last always. Like, those moments of discouragement and despair and loneliness and brokenness and all of that, and feeling like, oh, nothing's gonna happen. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? That doesn't last for always. And what you need to be focusing on is, no, I'm gonna concentrate. I'm gonna focus on my goals. I'm gonna get this done. This is where I'm gonna be. And the more you focus on what you want and what you desire, like, those things are gonna come. Struggles are gonna come, but the things that you want will come too. Yeah, there's that. This is fall for real. It's cool outside, you know, the seasons have changed. So make some changes in your life for the good. Get up a little bit earlier. I'm struggling with that because sometimes I have a hard time going to sleep, but I'm trying to rearrange my schedule to where I get up earlier again. Cause I mean, when I used to get up at 4 o'clock, man, that felt so amazing. I felt like I could accomplish so much. I don't know, something about that, getting up earlier. So I need to start that again. But I hope you get to where you want to be. I really do. I'll probably be back on here for another podcast, maybe later. Before football, after football, yes, we'll see. I hope y'all have a great day. I'll talk to y'all soon. Okay? Y'all be blessed now. Be blessed. Don't be defeated. Everything's going to be okay. I promise. Everything is going to be okay. Don't focus on the negativity. Don't focus on the sadness. And don't focus on that. Because wherever your attention goes, that's where your energy flows. That's where that means where your energy is flowing. That's like what you're going to get back. And I don't want depression and sadness and loneliness. So I'm not going to concentrate on that. I'm going to concentrate on what I want. And what I want is happiness, health, wealth, success, prosperity, love, and lots of money. So I can bless more people. So that's what the fuck I'm going to get. Okay? Because that's what I'm focusing on. Praise God. That's what I'm going to get. Matter of fact, that's what I got. Okay? So whether you like it or not, that's just how it is. Where your attention is, that's where the energy goes. Do you understand? Okay, I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to y'all soon. Okay, bye-bye. It's Moni.